in 6 episodes. To mark what is effectively this, the 500th episode, I considered a retrospective, highlighting some of the things that have...
I'm Tom Hoos from Earlton, New York, and I'm listening to WGXC ACRA, New York.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliffe, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and pioneering mycologist. Tune in to All Things Cage, 7 p.m. Saturdays beginning January 2nd, for conversations with Cage experts and enthusiasts from around the world, right here at Wave Farms.
Always glad to tell you it won't last always. Won't come when you want,
but he's on time.
Fire get hot,
put it out.
Weeping may endure for night, keep the faith. He did it before, he'll do it again, yeah. Restore to you everything that was taken.
Yeah. Yes, beloved. Good morning. Good Sunday morning. Last Sunday of January. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh, we're here. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, with Mr. Randall Martin, our extraordinary audio technical engineer. And we are here to let you know there is a bright side somewhere. We got this party started with Miss Keandra Lockett with Trouble Don't Last Always. Do you hear what she say? Trouble don't last always. How you doing, Mr. Martin? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. We both over here dancing to that tune, that inspiring tune to get you up on a Sunday. Trouble don't last always. Nice.
Amen. We rocking it over here, singing and dancing and doing, giving praise to God, because we know trouble won't last always. Lord have mercy. We just came through January, and so much happened in January, but we're going to get to that a little later when we talk about our spiritual social commentary moment. All right. But for now, we're going to keep it moving and grooving with some songs, music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul, beloved. We made it here to the 31st day of January, and God is working something out for us. Amen. He's working something out. So listen up. We got He's Working It Out by Miss Shirley C. Bishop Shirley Caesar. Amen. We got Wait on the Lord by Brother James Wilson featuring Brooke Staton. We have a great work. Mr. Brian Courtney Wilson is going to tell you about it. God is good. Jonathan McReynolds is going to shout it out and remind everybody, let somebody who don't know know what they don't know. God is good. We've got Better Than Good by Mr. DeMarcus Kelly. Change is Now by Miss Leandria Johnson. God is Changing Your Story by Jacqueline Carr. And Light in You by Mr. Dale Anthony. We got 30 plus minutes of back-to-back music for your mind, your spirit, your soul. Ah, there's a message in the music, and we wanted to get to you. And here we go. Enjoy. We'll be back after that.
Though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn, God is concerned and He's working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change that marriage that's on the verge of breaking up. Although sometimes you have to walk alone, now you ask yourself, is there a word from the Lord or from the Lord? You need a blessing, and you need it right away. God is concerned, and He's working it out for you.
not a mountain too tall. There's not a problem so small that Jesus can't resolve. In time he'll get involved. It's our God, he cares about us. So wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And he'll renew your strength. Okay. There's not a night.
Yeah. Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you wanna take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps, so you can walk into your seats. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. Our God is faithful. To bless the world as it flows.
He that has begun
a great
work in you
is faithful to perform
it. God is faithful to perform.
Oh,
he that has begun
a great work in you is faithful to perform it. And say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. So what should be considered as we proceed is that this work did not begin with you. Our mother's mothers and father's fathers planted seeds when we were but the faint notion of a dream in their mind. They hoped for a harvest, a legacy, a great work. Your next step forward, help us to connect the dots and see this picture of greatness. In fact, I hear God say that you are his workmanship, his masterpiece, created for such a time as this. So great works,
and may your bad days God is good, and may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your trust.
Thank y'all so much for coming out.
Yes, beloved, God is good. God is good all the time, even on a bad day. God is still a good God. And how can I say that? Because we're here and we are making it through the battles. God is good. On the good days, God is good. On the hard days, God is still a good God. And we do agree with Mr. McReynolds. God is good. God is good, beloved, and we are doing it with music for the mind, the message of the heart, the soul, with WGXC. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to There's a Bright Side Somewhere. We're going to continue with more music, and then we'll be back. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for this Sunday, January 31st in the year 2021.
And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel, as long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. Father, have your way in this place. You be glorified in it all. Come on, let's raise it together and say,
I'm gonna bless the Lord at all times.
And his praise,
and his praise,
because so you lead me,
my God.
No matter what,
as long as I'm breathing,
oh yes,
this tonight. You've been better than good to me.
Better than good to me.
'Cause you've been better than good to me.
Better than good to me.
Come on, real big. 'Cause you've been better than good.
You've been better than good to me.
When I thought it was over.
Story or all the things you've been through, I stand here to encourage you, to tell you it's not the end. You just hold down your chain. Everything you've been through was only to test you. So I stand here to encourage you, to tell you it's not the end. You
changes now. position and know we're out of recording, but can we make this our sanctuary tonight? I want you to think about that thing, and I want you to look at somebody. As a matter of fact, grab the hand of the person you're standing next to and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know, but the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be. But I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it. Get latched in, oh, to latch in. Lift your voice and say, God is changing our stars. Your hands all over the room and say,
this won't be my story no more.
That thing that's been keeping you up at night won't be.
This won't be my story no more.
Having just enough just to get by won't be you.
This won't be my story no more.
God came to pull you where you belong. Oh yes, he did.
This won't be my story.
God came to break you out of some stuff tonight. Oh yes, he did.
This won't be my story.
He came to break you out tonight. Hey, he came to break you out tonight. Yes, he came to break you out tonight. Lift your hands all over this room. And if don't nobody else get it, read it for your home tonight. As your hands are lifted up high, I get you out of your own mouth to begin to shout in the atmosphere. God is changing my soul. Open your mind.
You see in me what I could not see. I owe you everything.
I can see the light in you. Yes, beloved, the light that God gives. Hallelujah. The light that brightens our way, brightens our day, pierces the darkness. That is the eternal light of Jesus Christ, the light of God. My goodness, my goodness. Beloved, so I'm here with a few thoughts that I'd like to share. And these are my thoughts, my opinions. Amen. And not that of the owners of the station or the management. But looking back on the month of January, on this last day of January, man, we can wipe our brows and see that we have gone through a whole lot in the first month of the 21st year in the 21st century. Am I right about it? We were celebrating New Year's Day and getting out of 2020. And then in 5 days of that, or 4 days later after that, the New South rose up and a nail was pounded into the coffin of the old Confederacy. Oh my God, hallelujah. People of all hues and the sons and daughters of former slaves elected the first son of the Black diaspora, Reverend Raphael Warnock, to the Senate, and the son of the Jewish diaspora, Mr. John Ossoff, for the first Jewish man to be elected into the U.S. Senate from the state of Georgia. We were celebrating that victory in so many ways, a victory. And then the next day, oh, the gatekeepers of America's infamous, inglorious past tried to implement a resurrection of the oppression of racism, white oligarchy, and white supremacy by running over the Capitol. And in some of those images, looks like monkeys climbing over walls, trying to get inside to our legislative body. And it seems by some of the things we heard and saw, they wanted to do people harm. That was just the sixth day of January. Then things got subdued. Unfortunately, there were people who lost their life in that effort, needlessly left this world and their families due to that effort. And then just a few days later, we were celebrating the birthday of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who gave his life so that we could have the rights of the people of Georgia, the rights of the people of America to vote and to elect leaders that represent us and represent our interests. And we celebrated his birthday on the 17th and on the 18th, the day of community service in the other observances. We held one here in Columbia County, and we honored our good friend for his public service, Mr. Martin Randall, the Hudson Interfaith Council did. And we had, you know, wonderful representations from our mayor, our Congressman Delgado, our district attorney, even the City of Hudson police chief, to talk to us about, you know, what Martin Luther King's message meant to them and their life and the way they go about their business and vision. And that was the 17th and 18th and Pastor Richard Turpin from Catskill Second Baptist gave us a rousing sermon on how we can save our union. Praise be to God. And then on the 20th, just a couple of days after that, President Biden was inaugurated, and also Miss Kamala Harris became our vice president, the first woman, and also the first woman of the African diasporic and Asian descent. And then, amen, President Biden on day one began to sign executive orders that, in my opinion and many other people's opinion, begins the work of leading this nation into a great future. And I consider that God is doing a great work. Are you with me? Are you with me? And then we celebrated that, you know, our legislative branches of government, our presidency, the Senate and the Congress are under Democratic leadership, and hopefully that will help them to be able to be more united. And, you know, when people touch and agree, God can do great things. That's what the scriptures tell us, right? And then, you know, for the second time and the first time in history, a president was charged with the high crimes by the process of impeachment. And the White House representatives are taking up that trial at the same time. They are considering the nominations for the heads of offices that make our nation do what she does, and we share the who share the vision of building America back better, beloved. And we have all of these things going on, the vision of Mr. Biden. And the word of God says, without a vision, the people perish. Without a vision, the people perish. And it is exciting to me, and it is inspiring to see that President Biden's vision for building America back better includes Native Americans and Latinos and African diasporic Black people and the descendants of white immigrants. In this land that was made for you and for me. But the challenge that is before him and us, and the question the same, is how do we move forward into the future with so many Americans conflicted about how we go forward? What is the course that we take to actually unify our nation that is so greatly divided, as reflected in the election results? Well, I want to tell you that our beloved Reverend Dr. King, who got his inspiration from Mahatma Gandhi in India, the ancestral birthplace of our vice president's mother, gives us a roadmap here too. I think we can take a lesson from the history books of South Africa, the ancestral nation of so many other African diasporic people and from the African diasporic continent. In the Word of God in Romans 12 and 21, it says, we do not overcome evil with evil, but we overcome evil with good. And in our Daily Bread devotional for today, it tells us about the work in the words of Bishop Desmond Tutu. Bishop Desmond Tutu, who was the first Black Anglican Archbishop of South Africa. He wrote a book, and he explained in his book that there's no future without forgiveness, that the path forward, beloved, is that we take on what God told us about forgiveness. Oh my goodness, I'm running out of time, beloved. I'm going to have to pick this up next time. But beloved, I want you to put a pin in that point. There is no future without forgiveness. In order to go forward, we have to be ready to forgive. Yeah, we're going to expand on that a little bit more when we come back next week. Right now, I want to get ready to get out of here. I want to say happy birthday to our Columbia County Clerk, Ms. Holly Tanner, and to all of you who have celebrated birthdays this month and even on today. I want to express my condolences to all of you who have lost a loved one this month or even today. My thoughts and prayers are with you, and God is with you. We pray for your comfort and your peace as you go through this time of bereavement. And we want to just say thank you once again for the lives of baseball great Hank Aaron, actor Cicely Tyson, and Cloris Leachman, who passed away in this past week. God bless you, beloved. I don't care how dark the day, how gray, how low the clouds may hang in the sky. The sun is still there, beloved. The sun is still here. There is a bright side somewhere. Till we speak again, God bless you. God loves you. So do I. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm out. Peace.